Wake up. Get up.
You get out of bed this instant.
Turn it on. Glenn, Angel, and the Flying Dutchman. The Big Show on Kiss 92.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday's edition of The Big Show and The Big Show TV. Our guest for today is Adrian Chu from Korea Agility International. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Glenn. Good morning to all our Kiss 92 FM listeners out there. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Every time you're here, we're so happy because it's one sleep to the weekend.
And today is quite an interesting day today because we're going to change up the style for this morning's show.
Okay.
And I think it was quite funny because originally I thought it would be an Ask Adrian Anything. AAA, AAA.
That's what I told everyone. I said, today, ask Adrian anything.
That's what we said.
I know. But I was thinking that some interesting video clips came across my way, and I thought, let's switch it up a little and let's ask the audience anything. Now, Adrian wants to ask the audience anything.
Okay.
So, it's quite funny. So, for those of you who are listening in, if you have any opinions, please jump in and share the opinions online on the Facebook page or even WhatsApp, right?
So what are these videos?
What a bad time, actually, for us to be doing this, because if our system was working, we'd be able to play the videos
let
everyone
this
watch
is
it.
True.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But it's the video is just a video, but the theme behind it was interesting. So the first one I came across early this week was this Zoom call, where the team was having a Zoom call, and one of the Gen Z participants, this young lady, she was taking a call in a nail spa, in a nail salon.
Okay.
It was a business call. It was
okay.
And the boss had a look at her, and the boss said, "Hey, you know, what's going on? Where are you right now?" And she says, "Oh, I'm in a nail spa, and I'm having my nails done."
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is that the boss got quite upset. The boss is saying that, you know, you're not supposed to be there. But she said, "I'm actually doing my work, and I'm getting work done. So what's wrong with working from a nail spa?"
I think everyone does it, right?
You know what? I put my hands up right now. We have a meeting at 11 a.m. after work on Fridays. And I've done my radio meeting from a nail spa. And my boss knows this.
Okay.
Because he's asked. He's like, "Oh, where are you?" And I'm like, "I'm getting my nails done."
But I think,
you know, and he didn't say anything about it. He was fine with it.
I think you're a little different.
Why?
Because technically your work finishes at 10.
No, I know. Oh, okay,
this girl is still clocked into business hours, and she's at a nail spa.
But my 11 o'clock meeting is still a work meeting, right?
Yeah,
but which I have to clock in as well.
I think this girl's in a different situation. It's a 9-to-5 job. What are you doing in a nail spa?
And maybe it's a different kind of meeting as well, in which she would have to contribute a little bit more.
Mm.
Whereas for our meetings, we're basically just logged in and we're listening.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and she might have to do some note taking, refer to some notes.
Yeah, how are you going to take notes when your nails are being done, right?
Especially from your phone, because it's hard to do that, right? Unless you have your laptop open and she's doing that.
Fire her!
Oh, wow. Okay. But
the jury is out.
This is going to happen because working from home is already happening. So what's to stop people from taking it from hair salons, nail spas, a restaurant?
Yeah, working from anywhere, right?
Where do you draw the line?
In fact, now with the latest flexi work arrangements we were talking about 2 weeks ago, which the Tough App and all those guys are launching, you could basically technically work from anywhere.
And, you could work from Bali.
Also, you don't have to fire her, is it?
I don't know. That's why it's up to. I mean,
as I said, the jury's out. I mean, that's how I feel. I say fire her.
Mm.
But then the jury's out. You guys tell us. Tell Adrian right now.
Okay, what are your thoughts?
Yeah.
My thought is her agreement to work from home?
Your thought is a question.
Yeah, that's my thought. Is her agreement to work from home?
Okay.
If she is working from home, what are you doing in a nail spa?
Okay, I have a question about that. Let's go on to the Big Show TV and I'll ask Adrian what exactly work from home means. Mm.
Meantime, here's Benjamin Ingrosso with Kites on Kiss 92.
So the term WFH, work from home, is it literally your home, or does home mean anywhere you can work from? Outside the office.
Yeah. It should be work away from the office, technically speaking, right? It could be in the home. It could be, I don't
at
know.
At a cafe.
I tend to agree with what FD said. You know, is it, okay, number one, is it is it in the contract you should be working from home? Number two, but I think a nail spa is a bit too in your face. It's normally associated with a place where you relax, you chill.
And so how did people find out about
her camera
this?
Was on.
The camera's on. You can see her doing her nails.
So she deliberately left it on, or she didn't know?
No, she thought it was nothing wrong.
In fact, when her boss questioned her, "Where are you now?" she said, "I'm in a nail spa," and she flashed around.
She said, "See my nails."
So she's honest.
She's honest.
And she said, "I'm multitasking." She said, "I'm here for the meeting, but I'm getting my nails done as well, so I'm here."
So it sounds like there's a very friendly relationship between her and the boss.
Well, the boss said, "I want to meet you after the session."
because there was somebody else in the room on that day, maybe.
Yeah, that's true. Possibly too. And I think Glenn.
No, she said there was no one else in the salon.
No, not salon. I'm talking about the boss.
Oh,
yeah. Right? The boss having something, you know, with her.
So
usually it's very casual, but on that particular day, she had no idea that maybe the wife was in the same room as the boss or something like that.
Oh,
or maybe there were some
female.
Other people
the
there. So she had to, he suddenly had to be the boss again.
So let's just give you context. Four females on a call.
Right.
Including the boss, who's a female.
Okay.
All four cameras were on.
Oh, boss, not a guy.
No, all four cameras were on. So all the girls were just kind of going. I mean, when guys are on the call, I don't know if they would say anything. They'd just be like, "Oh, you're getting your nails. Okay."
That's kind of true.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But the girls are kind of sitting there going,
jealous.
Yeah. How come I can't get my nails done?
Correct.
You know, that's what I feel as a woman.
No, I'm sorry.
You said it, not us.
I'm saying it.
As a boss, I'd ask you why you were at a nail spa.
Yeah, you're that kind of boss.
Yeah, you're different.
Why are you at a nail spa? You're supposed to be working from home.
Right.
That's the thing. What is this work from home?
Say it, Abdi. Fire. Say it.
She'd get a warning.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I think another point is this. Though, if you're discussing confidential business things in a nail spa, you know, your what do you call the person who does her nails? A therapist? No.
Manicurist.
Yes.
Manicurist.
Okay, sorry, you can obviously tell I don't.
Beautician.
I mean, she's eavesdropping as well.
The manicurist is like a bartender. She's there to listen.
Yeah.
And if you have a relationship with, let's say, the manicurist, then the manicurist knows all your secrets.
That's true. And a hairstylist, bartender,
but it's
everything.
A business call. I mean, there are confidential, there could be confidential information that's going out as well. So I think the venue might be a bit inappropriate. I mean, if I was in a cafe, no one around, and I take the call, I think it's a bit more acceptable than somewhere that's with other strangers around.
But you see, when you're in a cafe, more likely than not, there are people around. And if you're not on headphones, then people can hear you. But manicurist, and she said she was alone. I don't know. I have an issue with this, because if she gets her work done, her KPIs are met, to me, I don't see the issue.
Same. I'm with Angel. Actually.
But I mean, thinking back of if I were the boss and my employee was getting her nails done at a salon, I would question it.
Yeah, but you see, if you run that, then you've got someone who's meeting her KPIs and whatever, and she's sitting at a beach club in Sentosa.
Mm. Oh, nice.
And she's in part of a meeting.
One piece or two piece?
And it doesn't matter. And suddenly a client needs to have an emergency meeting with her. She wants a physical. A client wants a physical meeting with her. It's going to take her longer to get there than it would from home because she's got to change her mind. You've got to think of this.
Okay, let's put it out there. Who wants to work for FD and who wants to work for me?
That's a good vote.
Okay, everyone, just team FD or team Glenn. Okay, who do you want to work for?
But you know, if I was the boss, I honestly feel that you can work from anywhere. But it was a bit too flippant. A bit too in your face. That you know, this you're supposed to be working, but I'm looking at you and enjoying yourself, and the other colleagues are all in the office working. And but you know, when they see this happening, they go like, "Oh, should I?"
It's my work from home day.
Exactly. Let's not be so anal.
It's my work from home day. What if I did it from a cafe? FD, can I do it from a cafe?
It depends
on what.
I think, like, I know a company that does PR for F&B outlets. So when they have an event, whoever's at that event works that entire day from that cafe.
Oh, okay.
Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about using it as your office.
I think if you're supposed to work from home, you're supposed to work from home.
I gave you that.
You're supposed to work from home. A lot of people want to work from home, and their excuses: I have time for my children. I have time for this. I have time for that. Now you're saying, "Oh, I want to work from home because so I have time to do my nails."
That's okay.
No, you're working from home.
So, Adrian, I mean, in terms of the contract, what does work from home mean? Can I go to a cafe?
It doesn't specifically say.
It doesn't say home, right?
But I do understand where FD is coming from as well. Because, okay, if you look at it, what you're supposed to do at the office, you're supposed to do at home.
Yeah.
Right? That's what work from home means.
Yeah.
You wouldn't take the afternoon off in the office to go to the spa, nail spa, and get stuff done on office time.
What if I finished all my work already?
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, the goals have been met.
Yeah. If the job
has been done, then why does the boss care?
So I have to be at home 9 to 5? Can I walk my dog?
Yeah.
Can I have a 2-hour lunch?
Technically speaking, yeah.
Can I take a 3-hour nap? You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing, right?
There are some bosses who will tell you cannot take a 3-hour nap.
Like you.
But if at the end of the day, 5 p.m., I've done all my projects and hit all my KPIs, what are you going to say?
So you work in a bank.
Yeah. No, I don't work in
a bank. You work in a bank, 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Your day's work is done at 3:30. Mm. You're going to leave the bank? Or are you going to sit at your desk till 5 o'clock? You are employed to work 9 to 5.
No, that one is punch card.
I say this first. We are not here to spar with you today, MD, then you are the one who's asking us all these questions. Basically, what I am saying here is that I don't care what you do as long as you finish your work and you meet your goals.
Okay,
that's
traffic
it.
Coming up. Yeah.
Kiss 92, all the great songs in one place. We are with Adrian Chu, CEO and founder at Career Agility International. And very interesting today. I think we've got quite a number of people who may want to, you know, contribute on Facebook right now. Well, I mean, if you want to ask Adrian questions, you can. And if you just want to give us your take on what Adrian has been talking about this morning, you can as well.
Siu Cheng came across on our Facebook and said, "Boss okay, then okay, conscience clear."
Mm-hmm.
If boss not okay,
then don't do it.
Then don't do it.
You know. But you wouldn't know until you try it.
Exactly. So that's the thing, right? You're not going to go up to your boss and say, "Okay, boss, you know what? Today I'm going to be at PS Cafe and I'm going to be there from breakfast. I'm going to have a long brunch, but I'm going to get all my work done." You're just going to do it.
Yeah.
And then if anybody finds out, then you're going to say, "Oh, I didn't know that it was wrong."
It's very hard to work for a boss that's so rigid these days.
True.
Nobody wants to work, you know, for a boss who's like by the book all the time.
Okay, I understand. Okay, I do agree that the manicure bit is a bit much. It's the same as getting a massage. It's the same as getting your hair done and everything else. But I feel like a cafe, a library, in your void deck, if that's what makes the situation better, from the playground if you need to, because you need to look after your kids. Your kids need to go down and play. If you have your computer with you by the playground, that's still working.
Yeah.
You know, so but the rejuvenation, relaxation activities might not
come into play for that at all. Fendi has said you've got to be in standby mode even if you have finished your tasks. Remember, work doesn't end until you are officially off work.
Fendi is your new employee.
Please send your CV in to Fendi.
Both of you, as some people say, can share same room.
Yeah, keep those questions coming in. If you're listening to us on air now, you can drop it via 88550920. Drop us a voice note if you're driving and you can't type, or if you're not driving, you can type it in as well.
All right, it's 8:16. Okay. Anybody else?
Debster says, "I think it really depends on the industry you're in and your understanding with whoever you are reporting to and your department colleagues.
And whether you need to take notes."
But nail salon is a bit too much.
Industry is. Yeah. She's absolutely right.
Industry too. Yeah.
Very, industry.
Very
is
true. Very, very true.
For me, if I were to take the call from a nail salon, I would actually tell my boss first. I say, "Look, I know you scheduled this meeting at on a time when I'm actually off, and I actually scheduled a nail manicure session already. So is it okay if I took it from a nail salon?" So I think at least there's no shock on the boss's side.
Shock on the boss.
But on the other hand, also it's like if I was there, I wouldn't be so blatant to show everyone, "Hey, you know, I'm having nails done."
Switch
and
off the camera or something, right? Or zoom in that it just looks like you're sitting.
Is this a real video or not?
We don't know.
Some people are saying it's a.
Yeah, it's a skit or something. Yeah,
it's probably a skit.
But I've seen people doing this before, taking calls from the poolside as well.
Yeah, I think if you're...
Hold on. She's cute.
Yeah.
She is quite cute.
I think if you're not, needing to share screen, needing to make a presentation where your hands need to be free and stuff like that, Okay, nail salon, yes, a bit too much, but yeah, this is the video that. Can we put this video link up on our Facebook? It's already up. Okay, if you're watching us on Facebook, you can actually see the link there, and you can let us know what you think.
Okay, you see, this is it, right? Because she's cute, right? And everybody else is not, right? So they're all jealous.
I think I agree with the word jealous, but I think the jealous is quite cute. The fact that she's doing her nails. Winston has said it's just bad optics. Yeah. So the lady needed to be more tactful to read the room before openly saying she's doing her nails.
Well, it was quite obvious she was doing it. She's literally sitting profile with her hands outstretched like that on a pillow.
On a pillow. Very bad.
That's right. So, you know, it's something which I would say my take on it is basically if you are going to pull a stunt like that, okay, make sure your boss knows about it first. Either that or just keep it to yourself, or like what you said, Angel, keep the zoom tight on your face and don't show what's happening. Because I actually have seen, I've actually gone through sessions with clients, and one of the other client members by the tennis court. And he didn't explain why he was at the tennis court. And later on I found out that it was because it was actually his off day. It was day off, sorry. It was his day off.
Okay.
And he was there because his kid was having training.
Okay.
So he decided to tune into the court even though it was his day off.
Okay, so that's good.
Yeah, but optics-wise, it's like suddenly, you know, as I'm a client and I see one of my account managers sitting by the pool or sitting by the tennis court, I might think he's not taking his job seriously.
So once again, what Winston is saying, optics, give the context. I have taken calls while I'm on the go before, and I have jumped in just to say I'm not going to turn my camera on only because I'm out and about, but I'm listening.
Yeah.
Mm. I have done that before. Okay, we have something on our WhatsApp that comes in from Michelle. She goes, on the topic of working remotely, I think as long as I get my job done, where the job was done should not be relevant. But check with your boss if your boss is fine with this. For some of us, typically we get into the office physically to work. We get home and we have conference calls with different time zones, sometimes until midnight. Imagine if we're always expected to be at home. When you're working from home, you cannot have a social life, which is true.
Which is true.
You know, so early on you were saying, did you mean like if it's a female boss, the boss might be a little bit more
not so much the boss. Also, everybody on that call was a woman.
Okay.
You know, and women get their nails done. I feel I would have been like, oh, but my nails are also due.
Is this why women
for fixing?
And I'm sure women will never admit this. Is this why women like working for male bosses more than female bosses?
Well, I've only had one female boss whom I didn't like.
Right.
So I can only speak from that experience that I prefer my male bosses to that one female boss.
But it's much easier working for a male boss, right?
If you're a lady. From my experience, I haven't had another woman boss to compare what this first woman boss was like. You know what I mean?
How about you?
Maybe that's the next question you should ask.
Do you want to work for a woman? Like,
would you prefer to work for a woman or a man?
How about yourself, Glenn?
Me?
Yeah.
For me, I get along with both, I have to say.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
He gets along with everybody. Glenn is different.
Okay.
Ask FD.
I will even pamper my female boss.
Mm, he pampers his male bosses as well.
Yeah, that's true.
FD?
I have never had a problem with female bosses. I've never had a problem with male bosses.
So you haven't, yeah.
I think it's just if they've got the right skills, you're fine.
Don't get me wrong. I didn't have a problem with my female boss. My female boss had a problem with me.
There you go.
Where I used to work, all the female bosses are useless.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. It might be the same place, though.
Yeah. And they're all cursing and swearing behind.
Right.
Yeah. It's true.
Okay.
It's true. But they pretend like, oh, everything's okay.
Of course. A little bit too much said already. All right. Keep those questions
coming
in.
We're not on air right now.
No, we're not. No. Thank goodness.
They're not even. Oh, yeah. Okay.
We're on Facebook,
I've actually had three female bosses before. The first one I loved, absolutely, totally loved her. The other two were not that great. And if you ask me, and I'm going to be cancelled for this, you know, if given a choice, I'd rather work for a male boss. than a female boss, because at home I already have a female boss.
You don't need one at work as well. Okay.
That's good. So nice. That's why your wife loves you so much. Yes. Because you acknowledge that.
She puts up with him.
Here's an interesting thought from Eddie. If you're supposed to work from home, but you're working elsewhere, and something happens, you get injured, will your employee reimburse your medical claims?
Speaking, right? Workman's compensation, right? If I slip and fall or I get scalded while cooking my instant noodles at home.
Of course.
Is that a workman's compensation?
Workman's compensation?
Because you were put in that situation, right? I don't know.
No.
As an employer, I say no.
Okay, so you're working from home, you were put in that situation.
Yeah.
At a nail spa, you put yourself in that situation.
Correct. I mean, you take responsibility for your own actions. Yeah.
You have to take.
If she gets cut by the manicurist, that's her own thing.
That's her problem. Right?
Yeah, that's her own
thing.
It's
an interesting thought.
We have one more on our Facebook, WhatsApp. Okay, Wei Xiang says, we need to know why we continue to allow work from home. If work from home needs to stay on the at the desk from 9 to 5, then there is no negligible difference between working in the office and from home. If the expectation is the same for office, then why can't it be work from home every day or vice versa? Do you get what he's saying?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't.
I'm completely with Wei Xiang. It's either or. But as long as work from home exists, then you have to allow that flexibility.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Work from home allows certain flexibility to employees, likewise to employers, where they can get you to work anytime with your laptop at home because you have your stuff with you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have another one from Al. We can ask that on air. Quite a few messages coming in, actually.
I tend to disagree with this thing of when you work from home, I can get in touch with you anytime.
Because you have your office computer with you.
I think if your working hours are 9 to 5 and you're at home, it's 9 to 5. It's not any time. I disagree with this.
But this is the give and take, you see. So that girl who was at who's doing her nails and all that, maybe her boss gets in touch with her any time during the day, can't do it there.
Then I would say the boss is wrong.
So we don't know the context. Yeah, there's always a third story behind.
Or sometimes bosses make their employees do stuff, you know, maybe by not getting paid or extra hours and all that. But then when it comes to them asking for a little bit of time off, they'll say no.
They say no.
Good morning and welcome back to The Big Show and The Big Show TV. Our guest for today is Adrian Chu from Career Agility International, and we're talking about giving and taking.
Yes, kind of, yes. Yeah. We're talking about this video that Adrian came across where it is up on our Facebook. The link is there. A girl was getting her nails done during a meeting, a virtual meeting with her boss as well as colleagues, and everybody's kind of like, should she be getting her nails done while the meeting is going on? Al has come on our WhatsApp and said, regardless of location, what really matters is maintaining the professional character.
True.
Even at home, speaking to our families, there are times when we have to shift how we carry ourselves when communicating, depending on the subject. It's a fine line between a meeting and a discussion. Maybe the nail salon girl thought it was just going to be a quick discussion. Usually meetings are scheduled, so no reason to be unprepared. If it's an emergency meeting, then you got to improv as much as you can. Ultimately, don't need to be so specific to where we work in WFH. Nowadays, there are WFO, WNO, WNH, and W... I don't know what he's saying. What's WNO?
Okay. Work no office.
Work no office. What's WFO? Or work from... WNH? Work no home? Okay, can you please come on and tell us what you're talking about?
He just made all that up.
Oh,
like.
My gosh.
No, I got to ask ChatGPT what those are.
He definitely made all those things
Tell us if you made it up. Kent has come on as well. My goodness, we've got quite a few people.
So many.
Yeah, with regard to the scenario, I guess the girl is not supposed to have a meeting from a nail salon while the business meeting is on. At any time, some confidential business topics might be discussed. That's what we mentioned before. I believe most the company requires employees is to sign and attend data protection agreements and courses, which highlights the importance of protecting companies' information. That's it. Key says, I was getting a foot reflexology done when having a Zoom meeting. Luckily, I had no video on.
That's fine.
I think that's okay.
Really?
So does this girl have a nice...
What's the difference between a foot spa and getting a nail done?
You said
no.
Foot reflexology is
okay? No, because he didn't have his camera on.
Okay, so she should not have had her camera on. Yes,
she should have
her
camera on.
Okay.
So I think it's once again like what you were saying earlier. I think optics, right?
It's optics.
It's optics. Yeah.
They both wanted to attack you. Did you feel that?
Yeah, I know. Right?
I was like, wow.
But I love it. Both of them.
Put spark. It's okay, Neil.
See, I was quite cool, right?
Yeah,
I was
just like,
you're always cool. Okay. It doesn't matter.
You're so zen.
Always well.
But you know, the thing about it that's funny is that it's always about the optics. And if you ask me, a work from home doesn't mean that you can go to the spa. That's not off day off. If you're having a day off, means you can do whatever you want. But if you are work from home, means you have to work. Even if it's not from home, you're working somewhere else, but you're not supposed to be relaxing or chilling. So I take issue with the fact that she is chilling on office time.
Okay.
No matter where you are, you're chilling on office time. It's a leisure activity. You're not supposed to be doing a leisure activity. If you're out fetching the kids or whatever, it's okay, I think. I'm just being a bit picky here. But
I've seen so many people like laptop on the lap by the pool, work, office situation today, you know, that kind of thing. So for her, it was a bit much with the nails done thing because hands are not free to do anything. But pool side, I'm fine.
I really, really do think that there was nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
I'm perfectly fine
good
with that.
All right.
Okay, up next, Zico featuring Jenny of Blackpink. This is Spot on Kiss 92.
So
I didn't watch the video. Does she have a nice voice?
Oh, yeah, she does. She
does. Okay.
Yeah.
She does. I didn't have the volume on.
She speaks very well.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Confirm she can get away with it.
So the second thing I wanted to ask our audience today is this interesting article that was on the Straits Times. And the question that was asked is, as a parent, what would you do if your child told you that they wanted to be an actor or a magician when they grow up?
Okay.
Okay.
And some parents said, yeah, I know, yeah, it's okay. You know, you want to be supportive. Some parents said, then who's gonna feed you? Who's gonna, you know?
What kind of actor, though? As in, like, would this person be required to act on, like, Channel 5, Channel 8?
Yeah, those types.
Forget it.
Yeah. Or if they want to maybe go to Hollywood, they got big dreams, okay. Be a singer.
Like a Chin Han. Okay.
Oh, Chin Han's doing very well.
Yeah. If you want to be an actor like Chin Han, sure.
But he's like one in a million.
But you want to be a Channel 5, Channel 8 actor, forget it.
Yeah.
No point.
Or a YouTuber. Or an Instagrammer, because those are careers these days. YouTubers are...
They make more money than...
They make a lot of money.
Those that do well...
There are four-year-olds that make millions of dollars just unboxing toys. You know what I mean? It's crazy. So I would say if they're good at it, I would say go for it.
But a magician. Okay, just use the word magician.
I would say if they're good at it,
actor.
Go for it.
If, you know? I would rather actor.
Than magician.
But what if your kid says, I want to be a magician?
Hmm.
I don't want to be an actor. I want to be a magician.
What kind of magician? You must
any
ask.
Magician.
Must see how ambitious he is. Mm. If he says, yeah, I want to do like children's parties or forget
no,
it.
No. I want to be a clown.
He'll end up working for FD. FD will be hiring.
Right? Yeah, maybe.
I mean, it's an okay living, but I'd rather he be like a Chris Angel.
Illusionist.
Yeah.
I mean, if my child came up to me and said that, I would say, okay, go practice some tricks. Go get them done. Go onto YouTube, wherever it is. We'll send you off to magician school or whatever it's called. And we'll see how good the child is.
Yeah.
But if the child is no good, let's find another talent that he may have.
So I think, magician, actor... these are a bit far out type of jobs.
Gig economy.
But if your child tells you, I want to be a dancer. I want to be a ballerina.
Oh, amazing.
And at 17 or 18, after junior college, and she says, I don't want to go to school. I don't want to continue and get a degree. I just want to pursue this dream.
Too late already.
No.
The toes cannot take the weight already.
Is the child learning now or all along?
All along.
She's been average.
It's
like 17, you want
to
take
good.
Up.
Send her off to Juilliard or something.
But she's not good enough to go to Juilliard.
This is the thing.
I say no.
No, if she's not good enough, then I will discourage it. If the person is not good enough.
I want to follow my dreams, mom.
The only thing about dancers is they are always in very good shape. That's the only good thing.
Yeah.
But then in terms of like the future and all, it's very tough.
Yeah, but they can be in good shape and yet still not be talented.
You know what's very interesting is we're all talking about being an actor, being a dancer, whatever. I ran into these problems with my kids.
Oh.
One wanted to be a pastry chef and the other wanted to be a makeup artist.
Mm.
And do you know the general public in Singapore, neither is a worthy profession.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Neither is a worthy profession.
But you know what?
You mean that's what you allow your children to do?
Wow.
But you know, hang on, we don't
Holy
have to look
smaller.
We don't have to look that far, because look at us.
You see, people ask
we ended up not being doctors and lawyers and engineers and scientists and all that. We ended up going into the arts.
Yeah.
You know?
And my father said, you're doing this because you can't do anything else.
You see? So my parents never say anything. They're just like, okay, do whatever you want. I wish I had gone on to be a lawyer like my dad wanted, but I do very, very much love what I do now.
Yeah,
exactly.
But we are not the mold that all parents want their kids to be. We're far from that. We're very close to this topic that you're talking about.
So Glenn, my question for you is this. When you first told your parents, I want to be a DJ.
Disappointed. My mom was very disappointed because she always wanted me to be a priest.
Oh yes, I remember.
She wanted me to be a Catholic priest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So of course, when I told her I wanted to be anything but
a Catholic priest,
she was a little disappointed because she, you know, I mean, she feels if I became a Catholic priest, she, you know, when she goes she'll go to heaven straight away.
Is that so?
I told her, Mom, I don't think that's the way it works.
It's wow.
Boy, how it works.
Fast pass.
What do you do when you are young, on?
All your sins absolved.
But my mom still loves me.
Yeah. But did she like discourage you or say, no, don't try it?
Now that she gets a big allowance every month, she's forgotten about everything. That's my mommy. I love you, Mom.
You know, when I was 18 and 19 and I wanted to start my first business, and I told my mom I wanted to start a business, her first response was, you want to go bankrupt? Which was a bit traditional, old. I know my mom's listening in, so hi, Mom. She said, you want to go bankrupt, is it? So it's like, it was, but I said, no, it's just an experiment. So I think on one hand, you want to encourage your child to do whatever they want to do. But on the other hand, I think the parent should be a voice of reason as well.
Mm.
But what do we know? You know, sometimes what do we know?
I think as parents, they fear that the child won't be able to support themselves.
Yeah, of course.
You know, to feed themselves, to have a roof over their head, to feed their family when they have a family. So parents are all traditional in that sense. They're like, okay, as long as you do it and you do it well, the money will come.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But always. They do know best. No, they do
they
know
do,
best.
Oh, of course
but they're
do.
Always a little conservative as well.
Yeah,
I always wanted to do business, but because my father wasn't a very successful businessman, and I remember in the 70s, you know, he had, you know, started a business and we lost $1 million back in the 70s.
Back in
that's
the 70s.
A lot,
and he had to declare bankruptcy and all that. And
that
was a very, very tough time. And so my mom always discouraged me from going that way into business.
Yeah.
Although I wanted to. She said, no, always work for people and do a good job and slowly climb up the ranks. That's her
it's
advice.
Worked for you.
That is the way to
always.
Do it. Because the one thing I told my kids is, I don't care what you do. You want to be a pastry chef? Be a pastry chef. You want to do be a makeup artist? Be a makeup artist. But have the backup.
Mm. What's the backup, though?
It could be education. It could be a second skill.
That's what all our parents
said.
Have
a backup.
Yeah.
You can't say, I want to be a makeup artist, and that is the be-all and end-all of it. What happens if you don't make it? You need a backup.
Do they all have backups?
They've all got backups.
Okay. So I don't have a backup.
They've all got
Do you have
backups.
A backup, Glenn? No.
I mean, what do you mean by backup?
Educational.
Like a trained skill? And
it could be a trained
academic.
Skill. It could
or
be
just
a trained
moving
skill.
To
for example,
do something else.
For example, your daughter wants to be a dancer.
Mm.
Okay.
Sure. Get... Study as far as you can go
academics.
And study dance. Your backup is your academics. If you fail here, you have the
but
academics.
But you know what? By the time, say, the child fails a lot later, those academics are not relevant anymore because those skills are not relevant anymore.
How about don't even think about failing? How about that?
Better than not having any backup at all.
Well, I don't know. I disagree. Because I didn't come from an educated background. I don't have the academics at all, you know.
But you can do many things.
I can do a lot of stuff, but it's got nothing to do with academics. That's why I've got nothing to do with papers, nothing to do with
degrees. That's why I'm saying it's either academics or a second skill or something, but you need a backup.
Of some sort.
Your child needs to understand that life needs a backup.
Mm. Contingency plans.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going back on air. Guys, you eat more, man. Cesari, Memory, right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. If he continues to get thinner, he's just going to disappear, this guy. I think one of these days, can we get Cesari on the show?
Amazing.
Yeah,
okay.
He's just going on my wife's show too often.
Oh. Okay, we're talking to Adrian Chu. And you know, Adrian, I know we moved on to the topic of children and their what they want to be when they grow up. But this work from home comments are still coming in.
Cool, and a lot of them.
LN has said, our company has flexi working arrangements. 3 days, WFO, work from office. And the rest of the 2 days, WFA. Work from anywhere. But in this case of taking meetings in the spa environment, it is that absolute no-no because of confidentiality issues as well. Question to Adrian. What if you're on leave and your boss requests you to take a meeting call? Can we reject that request?
Yeah. You can.
Okay.
You can. Unless it's really urgent and you want to be a... I think if it's very urgent, you should take it. But if you're in the middle of... like in the middle of a roller coaster ride or something really important, then maybe it's a bit tough. Or if you're in somewhere that's not accessible by internet or whatever it is, you know.
Then obviously you can't get the email
then
as
the
well.
Boss shouldn't be that unreasonable to do it. But I still believe that if working from anywhere doesn't mean that you're goofing off in anywhere else doing office hours, you're still dedicated to it. And I still don't think that if you have completed your targets and everything, I still don't think that means that you can take the afternoon off and go and.
Okay.
I think if I'm listening to Adrian, what comes into my mind is people must remember, work from anywhere, work from home. What is the operative word?
Work.
Yes.
It's not play.
So serious.
No, no, because people will take advantage of it. A lot of people, and I will stand by this. I firmly believe this. A lot of people want work from home because they feel their time is their own. It's not. You're still working.
You wait till December 1st comes. You'll see the amount of companies that or employees that will be trying to wiggle their way out of going into the office because that's when the 4-day work week kicks in, right?
Yeah. You know, the operative word is work. The operative word is not, though the time is my own.
Okay, Alexander has come in now for your second topic about children. He says, good morning, guys. I think as a parent, I would want to expose my children to everything available and encourage them to work on those talents where they seem to show progress in. I have two girls, aged 10 and 8, and my elder girl is starting to show talent of art and craft and drawing. She showed it as early as 4 to 5 years old, and she's been honing her skills with an art school since she was 6.
Beautiful.
My younger girl has been learning how to play the drums since she was 5.
Nice.
I'm just so proud to see both of them do great in the things they enjoy. At the end of the day, they are still kids, and as parents, we want the best for them. Whatever it is, I'll still support them. On the side, my wife and I joke about their interests being deemed non-essential by certain people during times of another pandemic, though.
That's good. Great parenting.
Well done, Alexander. Yeah.
That's a very good way to do it.
Yeah. Mm. Well done. And the girls are young.
One thing, to wrap up, one thing which I saw very recently, Jimmy Carr, the comedian.
Yes.
The British comedian. He's quite a funny guy.
I don't like him.
You either like him or you hate him. So,
yeah,
he's got that face. So he was being interviewed on this podcast called Diary of a CEO by Steve Bartlett.
Steve Bartlett, yes.
Yeah. Mm. And he was asked a question. What if you're... basically, the question is, follow your passion. Is it a good advice, especially to your kids? And he said something. He said, yeah, follow your passion if they're hiring. So if you can find a job, your passion. If you have a passion and it's not hiring and it's not, you can't make money out of it. Mm-hmm. His whole idea is just don't do it. So I don't know. As a parent, if my kids were to say, I want to try this, I say, go ahead and try. But like what FD said, I think you need to have a backup, a basic degree or a particular skill in something that you're really good in to fall back on. So that if you can try it, if it doesn't work out, you can fall back. Like for yourself, your fallback plan is, you know, you've got so many other talents in so many other areas, Angel.
Mm. And I do have a company as well.
And you have a company as well. So there's always a fallback plan. So contingency planning is important.
Very.
I don't think we should stifle our children's dreams. But I think we should offer a dose of reality. And sometimes they need to figure out and make own mistakes. And then they learn.
All this takes money, you see. Magician, what do you call that? Lessons or music lessons or whatever. Mm. But not everyone has the means. So we got to take into account those people as well. Yeah. Of course, they want to give their kids all the opportunities they possibly can, but not everyone can afford it.
Interesting that you talked about money, because I just read this article, which maybe we can talk about next week, about the value of money for children these days. I know you're not a financial advisor in any way, but the article was saying how a lot of schools have gone cashless. And the schools that haven't gone cashless, kids are literally giving their money with cash in it to the vendors and saying, take what I owe you and then put the change back in, because they don't know the value. They have no idea how much change is coming back, how much money they're giving. They see their parents tapping and this and that. There's no cash. So I'd love to talk about that if we can next week.
It'd be interesting.
I think that'd be a good one.
All right. Thank you very much, Adrian, for joining us as always.
Always a pleasure here. So have a great weekend, guys, and enjoy yourself. Bye.
This has been Happy at Work Thursday. Coming up very soon, headline news and sports.